Chair Schneider.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Member Branch.
Here.
Member Carroll.
Here.
Member Hyman.
Here.
Member Shaler is absent. Member Sweeney.
Here.
Member Whalen.
Here.
Okay. Administrative agenda meeting minutes for October 27th. Somebody want to try a motion?
I'll move to accept the meetings of October 27th.
Any discussion? Awesome. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried.
And I abstain.
Okay. Planning Director report.
Mr. Chair, no report today.
Slow down, or we're gonna be out of here. Nothing flat. review of agenda.
Well, I'll have some things to say about this. There's actually two items being requested by the applicant for continuance, and that is item F3, the code commercial facade improvements. I believe they'll be ready for the next meeting, and they still need a little more time. And then also requested for continuance is item G1, 180 North Fairview Avenue.
And they want to be continued to the same meeting, December?
December 8th, correct.
Somebody want to try make that motion? Or not?
Sure. I'll move to move item F3 and item G1 to our next meeting. Again, the date?
December 8th.
December 8th.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I will say aye to item F3 and item G1. I have to recuse myself.
As do I.
Good catch. As do you.
And you too, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, and me too. I was just seeing what was that word just continued. Yeah, me too.
One more item on the agenda. For efficiency sake, since three members have to recuse yourselves for item F1 and F4, we suggest that you move item F2 before F1 so that we're not shuffling back and forth.
Okay.
And the applicant is here for item F2.
Okay. Okay, at this time, we allow for public comment from anybody on items that are not on today's agenda. Does anybody want to speak at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to item E1, sign calendar.
Item E1 is the French Press wall sign and canopy sign located at 250 Stork Road. Case number 15-138 DRB.
Okay. And do you want to report? You want me to? Okay. Committee met on that project and recommends approval. So I will make a motion for a final design approval as submitted with the condition that the sign. Wall sign that was facing west be reduced to 18-inch height for the capital letter portion.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll abstain.
Abstain.
Or recuse.
Recuse. Recuse. Two recusals. Okay, and we're going to jump to item F2. Madam Secretary, can you read the item?
Item F2 is the Santa Barbara Nissan facade improvements located at 425 South Kellogg Avenue, case number 15-114 DRB.
Do we need, we'll go through it. Declarations?
I visited the site last time, saw it. No ex parte conversations.
I have visited the site and no ex parte conversations.
I've had no further visits and no ex parte conversation.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And same with me. Site visit, no ex parte conversations.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And same for me. Michael, you want to? We are here for design review. Huh?
Okay. That's correct. Good afternoon. Santa Barbara Nissan requests to do facade improvements over at their dealership building over on Kellogg. This item was last heard by the DRB in October 13 for conceptual review. Today it is up for design review. First time around, no design changes were requested by the board. So what you're seeing right now in terms of plans is the same plans that you've seen the first time around. The DRB did ask the applicant to submit a sample of the proposed glass that would be seen for the storefront improvements. So we have Franz Nalesny of Studio 4 Architects back here with us, and he's come with a glass sample. So here's Franz.
Here just representing the owner at this point, if there are any questions related to the materials or any additional items need to be resolved, here to answer those out.
Okay. Questions from the board? Comments?
Pretty straightforward. I'm going to hand out findings too.
And if I remember last time, there was a question about the landscaping, but I believe you're not anticipating, even though this rendering doesn't show any, there is some up against that, I think, is the southern face of the building there? And you're
correct.
I understood that was all remaining, right?
Yeah, all existing landscaping is to remain at this
right.
point.
Okay. And you will be back for a separate sign approval, I presume?
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Somebody want to try a motion?
I'd like to make a motion for design review approval with the findings that the project fits with all of our findings for neighborhood compatibility. We find that the quality of the architectural design has the harmony of material, color, and composition. And all the other items that are listed here, basically that the quality of the architectural design is consistent with what's being sought, and the landscaping in that we're maintaining the existing landscape, find that that's all appropriate, and that there's this is also that it also is approved with regards to zoning, public health and safety, et cetera, being protected.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? I think it'll be a nice little change. So, I'm certainly in support of it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. So carried. Okay. You're on your way. Nice job.
I have a question for staff. When might we see a consolidated process where design or conceptual and design review would be possible to pass? We have that for signs now, but not for projects.
Correct. We'll be looking at that in the code update.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the time frame on that? Just curious.
There's actually a draft zoning ordinance to be released fairly soon, around Thanksgiving time.
Okay.
That's the projected.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good news.
And this is one of the issues that we've seen is for the smaller projects that can come one time through. Right now, the code doesn't allow that aside from signs, so we're going to look at that and add that in.
Okay. Okay, Madam Secretary, item F2. Item F1, sorry.
Item F1 is the AC4 Fitness Rooftop Verizon Cell Site located at 52 North Fairview Avenue, case number 15-105-DRB.
Okay, and I will be recusing myself as the property owner is a client of mine.
And I will be recusing myself from not only that item, but item F4 as well.
And I will also on those two items.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review for a new unmanned wireless facility that will be placed in a new rooftop flow chimney. The associated equipment will be ground mounted in the southern corner of the building, painted and screened with a new fence. And this item came before you at the last hearing where you guys had no comments. So it's just back here for design review approval.
I'll just look back to the minutes here. And there was literally, there was nothing else that, there's no questions, conditions. It was just, if I remember, it seemed like we just liked it the way it was.
I believe the only comment was that it fit the character of the building. Or
all right. Well, are there any questions or comments from anybody on the board about this? There's none. Can I? Oh,
I'll just make one comment. Since I did not see this on the preliminary one, you've done a fine job of integrating it. I don't see how it could ever be sort of blended in. But I am of a changing opinion these days that I think the cell towers should just be let be what they are, because we're not going to see fewer of them. We're going to see more and more and more of them. But this is the way it should be done.
And I've just handed out the findings for you.
Could, does anybody wish to make a motion for this thing so we can move this along for these folks?
Okay, I'd like to make a motion for design review approval for the AC4 Fitness rooftop Verizon cell tower. We find that it fulfills requirements of neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design. There's no landscape design or no zoning changes.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. You got it. And it really was nicely done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, this is another example of a project that could have gone through one time round.
Okay, so,
just to, on that point, Mary, could they have gone through on one instead of going through the preliminary conceptual?
The way the code is written right now, it requires conceptual and design review. It doesn't specify the complexity of the project, so I think we will allow the two-tier system in the new code.
If an applicant came in and with the project and was scheduling to appear before the board, could they, if they felt confident of it, could they schedule for conceptual and design review all in one fell swoop?
Not the way the code is written right now. Yes, right. Unfortunately. And that, so we'll catch that for the update.
We do need an appeal point at some point in the process. That's the thing where, so not something just doesn't, something bigger that may have a problem just doesn't fly through and gives a chance for the public to respond. But again, for stuff like this, it would be nice to just.
Well, for smaller items, there's still an appeal process at the design when you give design review approval.
So now that we're done with F1 and we're moving on to F4, do all the folks that have recused themselves still stay recused, or something that coming back?
They went home.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Soccer game.
Item F4 is the South Fairview Commercial Center, located at 151 South Fairview Avenue, case number 01SBDRB.
So I'd like to start this with declarations. If anybody's been to the site or has had any ex parte conversations.
I have visited the site and have not had any ex parte conversations.
Yeah. Site visit, no ex parte.
And same with me.
And the same with me as well. So please proceed.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review approval for a new mixed-use retail center. The project is located on a 0.8-acre parcel that is currently vacant, located within the C2 zone district. The proposal is for a two-story mixed-use building that comprises of approximately 8,000 square feet of retail space on the first floor, 6,000 square feet of office space, and 2 one-bedroom residential units. The project last came before you or completed conceptual review on May 10, 2011. And then the project received Planning Commission approval June 13, 2011. And it was slightly smaller than what was reviewed at conceptual. Currently, the proposed building is slightly changed from the project that was approved by the Planning Commission, as outlined in the discussion section of the staff report. It's important to note the overall height has not changed, and I've also included in the staff report the DRB-related conditions of approval, which were included in the Planning Commission approval, which, as you guys go through the project, if you guys can make sure that the project meets those conditions. And then I've also included the findings should you guys grant approval today. And then at this point, I hand it over to the applicant to walk you through the project specifics.
So if I understand this correctly, Joe, on the summary of the project statistics, which summarizes the DRB-related conditions of approval, as I understand it, this project actually is coming a little bit smaller than what was actually approved the last time.
Yes, the gross square footage has gone down.
Yeah, and right. Okay, thank you.
And I've brought Kevin Murphy from our firm, and we have...
And Sam Mapus, landscape architect.
So last December, when the board last saw the project, that was done by another firm. The project is back to our firm again. It's actually been in our office since 1987. And I've worked on variations since about 91. And our current owner, John Price, he came in around 2000. And so we're back here now to get final, hopefully. The design's evolved a little bit more, cleaned up. We've... While you're on that, that's a good page to start with. The north end of the building has changed a little bit, and that's all goes back to the foundation system. We've got some cultural resources on the north end of the site, and so the design has evolved in a way to protect those resources. And so what we have is a waffle slab system that's on a geotextile mat. And so that geotextile mat is only about 22 inches deep, and then the waffle slab is about 3 feet deep. And so that all of that can rest on top of the layer of the cultural resources at the north end of the site, and we no longer need the caissons. But in order to make that work, we had to pull the building off the property line 2 feet to satisfy the conditions of the soils engineer. And so we've kind of squeezed the sausage and added some space to the north end to compensate for what was lost along the west.
I noticed that you've got a site plan over there that's a little bit different. Is that, was that the previous one?
Yeah, these drawings are from the 2011 package.
Okay. I don't know if they can enlarge this or not. Right, there we go. I see, yeah. So this, so the change has been over here with the waffle slab, and this has been pulled in a little bit.
That's correct. Okay. And then we've actually embraced some of the ideas of the other architecture firm. And, you know, this, the tower has gone away from the original hexagonal to a more rectilinear tower scheme. And so that we've incorporated that. But then on the elevation pages, you'll notice we're able to keep a little more of the character of the original design. You know, the, it doesn't have the ribs across the roof, but it has the pilasters. It maintains the section and the ability to sort of pull the mechanical parapet screens in from the perimeter of the building, which when you see the building in section kind of reduces the visual impact, lowers the apparent height. So we were able to go back to what had been part of the major concept in 2011 with this. Okay. So what you have on in front of you is a fresh half set of the working drawings. We're nearly complete, getting ready to go back to the building department. You have all the consultants in there. The I think there's a couple of points we want to pick up from the last ABR hearing. The one of those being there was a request to provide information on the light fixtures and also the cover board. So, you know, looking at the elevation and then looking at the color board, portions of the building are in plaster and other portions are in fiber cement siding. So it's a hardy pre-finished color on the siding. And then the plaster, you know, the pilaster elements, the balcony for the apartments, those are all in, you know, fairly bright white. And then the tower element is a darker, richer brown. And then we have kind of these spandrel panels, which is in more of the cream color. And they're all sort of in a related sort of brown tints. The roof of the tower would be a pre-finished, you know, metal standing seam roof. And then we have a couple of flatwork colors as well in the concrete. John Maloney, our electrical engineer, has provided cut sheets of the exterior light fixtures. The his electrical site plan is in your larger half set, but there were sort of three fixtures of, that have an impact on the exterior. There's some pole lights, which are probably the third one in here. Mm-hmm. You know, an efficient LED, very simple, clean pole fixture.
Yeah, slide this over there.
Oh, sorry.
See there, right there. Okay.
Around the north side of the building, there's one of these bollards, so that's a Bega bollard. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of, on the exterior, sort of wall-mounted fixtures, and it's just a very simple Bega fixture, mm-hmm. All black. Let's see, I think it's our third item from the comments, Joe. Yes, sir. On the ABR records, seems like there was a third item. cover my business here and answer questions.
So, possibly about parking space or the gross foot footage of the items that are...
I'm not seeing that on this list.
That's just on our kind of general synopsis.
Oh.
In terms of changes, what we're seeing is the 2-foot setback, which you talked about. One parking space in the front of the building on the east side has been removed.
I believe we went back to the more or less the previous layout of the parking. So we have the 4 spaces out front here, which matches. Yeah, we were able to keep that. And we didn't do the same pushing and pulling that Tracy Burnell's firm had done. So that kind of took care of that. And then, is it the parking? Oh, on the square footages. So we've been working against the gross square footage numbers that were part of the PC approval. And so we've been actually working very closely to that to maintain the overall. And so that was possible through this geometry. Would you like to talk about some updates on the landscape?
Yeah, we're ready, unless you have any questions on the architecture. So really, the final plan you're looking at has been adjusted slightly because of the site plan adjustments to the architecture. But in essence, the tree plan, the large Phoenix palms in the front will remain. We decided to go to the Dactylifera species called Macho. It's a thicker trunked version of the date palm that matches somewhat to the canariensis, but it doesn't have the same disease problems that the canariensis are kind of saddled with right now. So we'll still have some great looking palms along the front, as we always proposed. The main tree is the Acacia stenophylla, the shoestring acacia along the front. We modified that north patio slightly because of some of the architectural areas. It's still a nice little patio. We've added some planting at the north end under the stairs. We still have the Erebotra dysflexa in a multi-trunk that kind of softens that end of the building. The owner wanted a smaller tree so we could still see some of the architecture as they're coming over the overpass and not completely conceal it. We've added the elephant plant, the Portulacaria, along the backside on that west facing. We really won't need to maintain that much, and it's a very bulletproof plant, so I thought that would work. That's that area back there. And again, the foundation or the subsoil work is going to prevent us from getting real deep roots around the building. So that won't have any problem getting a root system into that smaller kind of sub kind of lamination. We took out some trees on the south end of the small building because of some what we felt like could be a concern for trucks moving in and out. And again, the soil condition prevented us from getting anything in there with any kind of a root system. But I think it still cleanly kind of adds some softness to the base. We have some screen planting on the south, the RAF Yellowpus umbellaria, which I think will be a nice softening addition to that wall. The foreground planting is mostly grasses, a lot of festuca, a mix of festuca and some formium. We want to kind of bring in some cobble or gravel where people would be getting out of their cars and under the stairs, and kind of a contemporary, clean, resilient, but easy to maintain type of palette. So I think that kind of summarizes most of the changes if we stayed really close to what we had before. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Do we have any questions from the board or comments?
Yeah, a couple of questions. Kevin, is the third story is just an elevator override, right?
Just attic,
it's
yeah.
Just, yeah, an attic space. And then on the west side is an existing block wall, on the existing parcel wall.
Right.
And so how much above grade level does that come? I'm specifically talking about the Portulacaria in there. It's sort of a narrow slot in there.
What we're going to do with the block wall is we're going to remove it adjacent to the building. And so the building itself will have the foundation will handle the retaining qualities. So about a 3-foot drop to the golf course. And so that will be on the deepened footing. And then the existing wall to the north and south, portions of that will remain, portions will have to be patched, like at the trash enclosure. And then there'll be sort of a short new section will sort of merge into the existing wall, and it'll die into the back. I think that shows on the site plan. It should kind of tie in like here and tie in there, and it'll get plastered over.
And then my other question was, since I'm coming at a disadvantage, this is the first time I've seen this project, were there certain site limitations that drove you to placement of the buildings on the site,
oh, yeah.
i.e. the parking in front and the buildings in back?
There's also the floodway. And that has changed over the course of the history of the project. Initially, the floodway line was approximately like this. And then it got remapped a little before 2000 or 2010. It got changed to have like a little dog leg in it. And the working with the city, the design has gone ahead with the approval that we have the ability to deflect waters with the sidewall. But the flood elevations are below all the finished floors, so that works out really well. We don't have to be very tall. And then, so there'll be a bit of a backwater condition that comes up in here. So we couldn't put any fill in these sections. You need to sort of maintain that volume. So that's been a part of it. There's been transportation-related issues, due to traffic coming down being fairly quick, so sight lines impact some of the landscape choices. The cultural resources were on kind of this portion of the site, because that's the part that had not been remediated in its own gas station. And so everything down here had been dug up and replaced. That's probably all of them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. On the main exit, as you're leaving the site and turning left, are you going to be allowed to turn left, or is the plan to right only?
You can turn left from that entrance and exit.
All right.
But then there's a restriction on the southern one.
To right turn only?
No, I think that's only entrance.
Only entrance to the south.
Yeah.
And then dual.
Because you see how it has a radius on one side, but it's cropped at a right angle on the other?
So that's the only entrance from the southbound side of Fairview, the southbound side of Fairview then.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a comment about keeping the sight line to the north of that, the only exit, I guess. Keeping that clear, because what is that, crossing 2-3 lanes of traffic, and it's coming pretty quick, especially the Thanksgiving to Christmas time. It's very busy.
If you notice, the planting on that north side is all that low fescue, so it's all the 12-inch high grass. So I think the sight line will be as clear as possible, and we certainly can arrange the planting to push it back further, but I think we were thinking about that.
Yeah, I just, with particular emphasis that it not get,
so it's
other spots on the site might fudge a little here and there, but that one just can't afford it.
I just realized we were obligated to make it only an entrance, but we had to design the landscaping to be safe if it's used as an exit.
I had a question about the exterior design. The last time we saw this, the body of the building here, as I recall, had a kind of an arched roof or curved roof to kind of mimic or echo some of the early hangars over at the airport. And I notice now it's a little bit different. Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the 2011 scheme, which is an evolution of predecessors, it still had this curved top to
it. But I thought this part was at one time curved as well, behind, in between these ribs.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Those were kind of to help block the view as you came down the overpass.
Yeah.
But the arch the vault went away with the other architect scheme, and then we kept it simple. Mm-hmm. And it's actually been beneficial to not have it, because there is a need for some mechanical equipment there. And so we've added a louvered mechanical screen on the elevations, you'll see. Mm-hmm. And we have a paint color that would match the the siding. So all the horizontal elements are kind of a similar tone. Otherwise, it's just it's a set that's almost ready for the building department. We're real close.
Yeah.
We've got door and window details in here. Fairly conventional, you know, aluminum windows in the storefront. Anodized aluminum color.
Okay. So we're looking for the design, final design review and move forward on this.
That'd be great.
Okay. We kind of got through and asked about questions. Does anybody on the board want to start off with any comments or any thoughts about it?
I just want to say that this is the first time I've seen it, but I support the project. Landscaping especially looks good. And I suppose I would defer to the expertise of my fellow board members who are building architects, but I think the design, as I look at our requirements of neighborhood compatibility and design, quality of architectural design, it looks great. And I also appreciate the color palette. So, that's my only comment.
Sure. The architecture and landscape are just fine, as Greg says. I think my only real problem is with the site planning, and you may have been already stuck with this, but the parking lot looks particularly torturous for getting in and out, navigating, and moving around. It also diverges from neighborhood in Old Town, where the buildings are all to the street, where this is pushed back with the parking lot in front. So for both of those reasons, I don't see a lot of neighborhood compatibility, but that's with the site planning. And this leads to some sort of curious areas. The break area that has a small little wall around it is probably going to be the busiest, noisiest part on the site. Again, these are all site planning concepts which may be locked in because of the particular difficulties of the site. I do think that the project takes great advantage, especially from the apartments and the upper floor of the mixed-use building, of the mountain views, the way it addresses the street, though, I think leaves something to be considered. However, at this point, I think you may not be able to change any of that for reasons that you've already explained.
Thank you. Okay, I think I would kind of echo Dennis's comments, especially regarding the north elevation with that little area here. But again, as he pointed out, you're working with the site as a totality, and there's things you have to consider. So, seeing as we've done all this, would anybody like to make a motion?
Yep. I had
a question.
Okay.
Did you guys consider drainage to the beds at all, bioswale type thing, or what's your? I'm just curious about your stormwater.
We actually have a opening in the curb face, Greg, along
the curb.
So that curb now will have 6-inch gaps at each, let's say, stripe, mm-hmm. and that'll let the water into the planter, and it'll basically flood that whole front. 5-to-1
How far does that extend, Sam? Is that all
I think it's the rounded area of the curved area down mm-hmm. through from there coming up to the north to the entrance. So all that will let it exit into the grass, you know.
But that doesn't service the entire parking lot, just those spots, I would think.
You may help me too. Is there a bioswale on the other end as well?
Yeah, the old scheme had it here. And previously there were two retention devices. And so Sam and the Simmel actually were working like after lunch on the last changes to this.
Well, we still have retention devices, if I'm not mistaken, don't we?
Yeah, there's a large one underneath there.
So we had to take care of volume underneath.
Yeah, but they've improved on the previous scheme by getting more of the surface water to drain into landscapes. And Sam was having to make some last-minute adjustments because that's got a little bit of a grade change, so
yeah.
Planning choices had to be really sympathetic to
the function. We're going to end up with probably about a 6-inch gravel bed that'll mm-hmm. allow the water to penetrate and disperse itself before it kind of sheet flows off the way.
It's like it'll work nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So, would anybody like to make a motion for this project? If not, then I will do it. I'd like to make a motion for design review approval of the project here at 151 South Fairview Avenue as submitted. And while we can't fully say that it's absolutely perfect with neighborhood compatibility, we do recognize that there are site constraints that you have to work with, and so we feel that it passes as far for the for acceptability with neighborhood compatibility. The quality of the architectural design we find to be very good and consistent with previous iterations of this project, which we have seen. And the quality of the landscape design we find to be very good and support, totally support it. And with zoning, zoning laws are respected, public health, safety, and welfare is protected. And so we, I move for final design approval.
I'll second that.
Do all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
Okay, so seeing as G1 has been continued to December the 8th, that leaves us with the final item H, announcement by members. Does anybody have any announcements?
I may be on vacation with my family for the next meeting. Confirming dates.
Okay. Any other announcements? If not, I hereby adjourn this meeting.